An ultimate performer is Randall Crum, who'll feature here on September 3rd, and he's really a wonderful songwriter, and he often performs with his daughters, who are also very talented. So big welcome to Randall Crum.
I appreciate being the penultimate performer. That's an interesting title to have. On the subject of me and my daughters, just for those of you who are keeping track of such things, on April 6th, my daughters and I are doing one of the longest shows we've had in a while, an hour-long set with my daughters, 17 and 15 years old, who have beautiful voices in their own right, but occasionally are willing to sing with their father, and are on this show that we're going to be doing. It's a fundraiser for a church trip to the Remember Native American group in South Dakota, and they've been working to sort of create opportunities for people to come and learn about the culture, but also to build housing and stuff for them, which they desperately need. So anyway, my daughters participated in last year, can't go this year, but we're helping to fundraise for it. So April 6th, those of you on my mailing list will hear about it that way, or who knows me through Facebook will hear about it that way. So this is a new song of mine, which I haven't performed anywhere, which means there's a good chance of things going awry. It has vaguely to do with the last song in the sense that the words remember or memory are part of the concept of the song. Otherwise, very different in style. But the one piece of history, it requires a small history lesson, I think, for some of you. Does everybody know who Phineas Gage was? Otherwise, the song makes slightly less sense. Phineas Gage was a sort of famous person in the history of learning about how the brain works. He was a railroad worker who got involved in an explosion. A large metal piece went through his head, cutting a hole through his brain, but he recovered and went on to live a life, but a somewhat changed person, and it sort of led to some of the investigations as to what the human brain is like, because it was the first person to actually suffer severe brain damage and live, but with changes that they could observe and think about what that meant about the human mind. So that is important to know for this song. You will not know why until the song comes along, but you will see where Phineas Gage becomes important. There's a hole in my head, there must be, 'cause nothing stays in. What I used to remember is gone before I begin. What my wife asked for morning, what I got her instead, have all fallen out from the hole in my head. There's a hole in my head, there must be, 'cause I can't explain. The weight of my house anymore, or the weight of the train. I used to be clever, oh, the things that I said. Now I struggle for words that I've lost from the hole in my head. All I need is some spackle of the cerebral kind, or some psychical putty for the leak in my mind. Doesn't need to be fancy, it just needs to stay in a pinch, maybe mental tape or a cognitive pushpin. There's a hole in my head, there must be, and it's getting worse. Can't remember which light switch is which, what gear is reverse. But it could be an asset, I suppose it shouldn't fill me with dread. Phineas Gage got famous for the hole in his head. Phineas Gage is still famous for the hole in his head. Thank you.
Thank you, Randall. Randall Crum, featuring here on September 3rd.